This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Last year, I spoke at a funeral home, not for a funeral. It's the first time I've ever been asked to speak at a funeral home, but it had nothing to do with a funeral. A group of funeral directors from all over Dayton, a group of ministers from all over Dayton, speaking about funerals, and gave a talk about, from my perspective, of what it means to do a funeral. It was at that gathering that a funeral director said, "Do you know what the number one song is that's played at funerals today?" Number one song that is played at funerals today is Frank Sinatra's song, "I Did It My Way." And that's what people play at a funeral as an anthem or as a hymn to the person, the deceased, and which is their prerogative. People can do whatever they want at somebody's funeral. But I thought, isn't that an interesting commentary on someone's life at death? "I did it my way." And we live in a culture today where people say, either directly or indirectly, "I will live it my way, I will die my way," and pardon me for saying this, but this is what people say, "I'll go to hell my way." I actually had a man tell me years ago, "I'm going to hell because that's where my friends are. I want to go to hell because that's where my friends are going to be, and I want to be with my friends." And he wasn't laughing, he wasn't smiling, he was dead serious. "That's where I want to be, where my friends are." You say, why are you talking about that as you begin your message? Well, for this reason. Ray Robinson's an author who put together a book of the last words of famous people. So when I'm leafing through it and I see Frank Sinatra's name as one of the people whose last words were recorded, I wanted to see it. Here's what he wrote. "At the end of a long and tumultuous life during which he won millions of fans and countless accolades, the singer, actor, and film producer, Frank Sinatra knew when he was licked. It wasn't just the years, but the hours that had dwindled down to a precious few when Frank Sinatra spoke these last words to his fourth wife, Barbara. Barbara, I'm losing. Barbara, I'm losing." Isn't that interesting? You face the end of your life and you look at your wife and say, "I'm losing." Nobody wins the battle in terms of physical death. The Bible says, "For it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." No one wins that battle with death. But the victory has been won because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We'll talk about that in a minute. Those were the last words that Francis Albert Sinatra said. Today, starting today, we begin a series of messages out of the final book that the Apostle Paul wrote. Many Bible scholars believe that it was after completing this book, the second letter to Timothy, that he was executed in Rome. And so this is the last word, so to speak, the final words of the Apostle Paul were in chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 of 2 Timothy. "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, possibly when he saw Paul for the last time, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands," talking about his ordination. "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power." This brand new series from 2 Timothy 1 continues tomorrow on CrossHope. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.